This is Batgirl, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Welcome to the 347th episode of Geekcast Radio. I am one of your hosts, Steve Shion Mike, and joining me is Steve Megatron. Almost two in a row, folks.
Woo woo.
Yeah, we had the Craig Miller interview, the director of director of Star Wars Fan Relations. That's what his title was. He's also a film producer and writer and all that good stuff. Dave Draper and I did that on Studio 2009 as well as Geekcast Radio. You and I just did the breakout roles of Jim Carrey in episode 345, and this will be the... It's not a year-end show, folks, because we are so underprepared for that. But this is GCRN at the end of 2024. So we're taking the even year and going out on an odd episode number, so that's because we so odd around here. How the hell have you been since the Jim Carrey episode, sir?
Pretty good. You could say I'm all righty then.
For half a second there, I was going to say you're the Grinch.
I saw an interview about that, speaking of which, where he was explaining how he did that, mm-hmm. or he was showing it, and they were like, oh, look, it's the Grinch. And he goes, whatever his phrase is, and does the face thing. And they're like, mm-hmm. oh, it really wasn't a mask.
Yeah, no, I saw that one too. Yeah, I saw that as a reel on Instagram. Yeah. No, it was his actual face. It wasn't a mask. It was, yep. Because back in those days, you could actually paint somebody's face and put them in a fur suit. Whereas nowadays, that would probably be done with a bunch of computers and images and artificial whatever. Bunch of fake Hollywood crap. Huge difference in Hollywood making fake crap out of nothing, whereas now it's like, here, let's just put Gemini in control, or Co-Pilot, or whatever. But we are here. It has been another year. This was our 15th year of Geekcast Radio Network. I have a note here on my topics where I'm like, year-end talk, less is more and more is more. And basically what that means is... I've been slacking, and I haven't really been promoting a lot of stuff, because I'm just getting burnt out. But the more is more part is, as you find folks are hearing this, I'm in the middle of pre-producing the 31 days of Studio 2009 for December, because this will air just before, this one will air just before Thanksgiving here in 2024, so happy early Thanksgiving, everybody. We hope everybody has a good holiday season. I'm going for a long winter Rip Van Winkle nap after this. But yeah, year-end talk. What are we talking about here at the year's end of the 15th year, sir, with the website and the stuff and everything else?
Well, just it's been a year. We've launched a new website. We've transferred all of our stuff to RSS.com off of Spreaker. We've gotten rid of the ads. We're bringing back and reviving shows. And then, of course, you know, along with the new website and the other things and blogs and video content and things of that nature, we also launched a store.
Yes.
Finally.
Store. Well, he says finally, folks. We had a store before, but it went under.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly really liked some of the stuff that was on the old stores. However, it got to be a bit much. Plus, Zazzle and Cafe Press kept getting hacked.
Yeah.
And so that didn't really help matters. The other part of it was their structure for publisher cuts were crap. and they didn't really let you customize much. I mean, it was kind of, I mean, you got to customize anything in their market. However, you really didn't get much control over anything. Like, it was just, I don't know, it was just kind of complicated, and it was a pain in the rear to really deal with. And so I tried a couple other ones. Like, a few years back, I tried TeePublic.
Yep.
They were kind of new at the time, and they gave me a promo thing with Altered Geek, and I tried it out. And honestly, the stuff I got from Cafe Press and the stuff I got from Zazzle disintegrated. Like, the artwork was gone. Like, it disintegrated or it faded. And
yeah,
I still have the shirt, like, from when we went to Grand Con.
Yep.
The Geekcast Radio, the GCRN shirt for Grand Con. Mm-hmm. However, the issue with the shirt was the graphic just eventually just kind of tore away.
Yep.
And I was able to peel the rest of it off and salvage the shirt. I still have the shirt.
Yeah.
The shirt still. And that the shirt was a testament to Mike Powers choosing of these shirts, because we all wore them. Yep. And he chose like a higher quality material. Oh, and yeah, it still holds up. I mean, those were what, 2011, 2012?
Yep.
And I still have the shirt. I mean, there's no graphic on it, but it's well over 10 years old now, and it's still not showing any sign of wear compared to shirts I bought since then that have all kinds of wear. And I wear that shirt a lot. The TeePublic shirt, however, which this is funny too. I had an Altered Geek hat at one point.
Yeah, you did.
I don't remember what happened to it. I remember what happened to the Geekcast Radio one. I eventually peeled the decal off of it because it was starting to fade or rip or whatever. I wonder if I peeled the Ultra Geek logo off, and that's the hat I still have. I don't know. But anyways, I bought new, and like, these have the screen transfer, and they're a little bit better because they are not an oval piece that were kind of glued on. But I have the TeePublic Ultra Geek shirt. Actually, I don't know if this is Altered, or if this might be Zazzle too, but it's one of those, it's like that stretchy, like, breathable material.
Yeah.
And it's got Altered Geek and says, "Get Altered, Get Geeky." And it was when I was doing Altered Geek Entertainment. And, so that shirt still exists, and it's kind of bled into the, like, the way they did it. They kind of bleed it into the material, so it's always there. And so the TeePublic ones are the ones with the two versions ago of the GCRN logo and Altered Geek side by side. And I still have, they by accident sent me two. So I have one that's like starting to deteriorate because I've worn it so much. And I have another one that's in a bag that I'm just like, when the first one eventually disintegrates, I'll pop the other one out. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, but I was like, it's high time to get a new store. This one was really nice. They approached through my Altered Geek email, like the media at Altered Geek, which I haven't used that in a while. And so when I logged into it just randomly the other day, and I was like, oh, there's actually something worth something in here. The rest of it's spam. And so I pulled it up, and they were like, well, I guess you don't want to. And I replied, and I'm like, hey, let's take this conversation to the Geekcast Radio email. You know, I'll be happy to continue this conversation. They told me a bunch of information. The company is called Fourth Wall, and they do like the stuff for like VLDL and like the Philip DeFranco, the MKBHD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a bunch of other YouTubers and people on there.
Nice.
So I kind of looked at it. They do stuff for YouTubers, Twitch streamers, TikTokers, artists, musicians, podcasters, and comedians. So you can also do, which I found kind of interesting, you can do not only merchandise, but you can do digital products. And member only, like videos, you can launch a mobile app, you can which I'm looking into that. You can do memberships, you can do, so like if we ever decided to go that route, that is available to us.
Yeah.
And I would do it through there just because I don't want to mess with the logistics in the back end of the website.
Yeah.
especially if we decide that, like, you know, this is a crap idea and it's not going to turn out beyond that. Yeah. You know, I don't want to have to gut part of the website. I can do it through the website. I just
haven't.
And I mean, if I did it through the website, then I keep 100% of the profit anyway. But as far as like not having to revenue share with these places, but I think they don't take that much anyway for the digital product. I think it's like 3% or something. So it's not that bad. No, it's not that bad. And I've heard Patreon can be a royal pain in the rear. And I don't like, it took me forever to try and figure out how to use Patreon. Mm-hmm. And that alone told me I don't need to use them.
I don't know what it's like on the creator's side. I haven't heard anyone say it's like too strenuous, but it's a whole thing. Like you got like, I don't know. It's just, it's a whole other thing for a whole other Patreon could be a whole other episode with other people on it with us that have actually created. I'm not saying you haven't, but I'm saying I know people that have Patreon stores and subscribe. Oh boy. It's a thing. What I like about this is number one, first of all, we always need to be striving to find the best places that have the best fabric for any material clothing. I don't care if it's t-shirts, collared shirts, pullovers, polo. It always needs to be the best material that we can get, because the point is, if you're spending, let's just, Geekcast Radio Network polo for $30. If you're spending $30, you want that logo in the left-hand corner of the shirt. Technically right-hand corner, but left-hand corner once you're wearing it. You want that to last. Same thing if you're buying the t-shirt with the logo name on it, or the mug, or whatever, the hat. You want the logos to, like you said, the Zazzle stuff, while great, it was amazing for the time. And the only reason why I like Zazzle more than any of the other ones is because for the shirts and stuff, they actually offered 6XL, which is what I need, but that's just me. But yeah, no, I mean, this is fun. This is going to be interesting seeing what we add to it, and hopefully people will buy a bunch of stuff for it. I plan on buying the glass pop can. I find that hilarious.
I loved that idea. I was like, I've never seen anything like that, and yeah. I was enthusiastic about it. Now, they did give me some promo credits. It wasn't a ton, because again, there's, you know, cost of everything, and so
right
and then shipping,
yeah,
and I was like, ah,
yeah, it is what it is.
But so I ended up getting a I got a GCRN mug.
Mm-hmm.
Like just glass black mug, the
logo,
because yeah, with the logo, just plain logo. I was like, I just want a plain one so that I can sit here and you know, if I do a stream, I can be like, eh. Shameless plug. Or if I'm on a random, you know, like a Zoom call or whatever, because I recently did a Zoom thing with my old college professor in his class, and they're learning about podcasting, and I got to actually be interviewed and speak on that class last week. And so like it would have been kind of interesting to be like, here we go. Mm-hmm. Shameless plug.
Right.
But yeah, so I ordered that, and I ordered like a polo shirt, like polo t-shirt with the logo on it, kind of like an employee type shirt, because I was like, you know, if I'm going to go to stuff and I'm going to have like kind of that professional.
Yeah.
I would like to have a professional shirt, like not just a t-shirt. Now, I'm going to audit it as well, because like they have, you know, like Adidas shirts and things like that, and they're stupid expensive. I would love to get my hands on one. I just, it's, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah.
But I'm like, I'll try one and see how well, because they do. I've never had embroidery.
Yeah.
And the polo shirts are embroidered, not screen printed.
Right.
So I wanted to see how well this turned out. So I used like a version of the logo that's kind of like not all the little glimmery effects on it. And
no, it's just the original straight logo that you made a couple of years ago when we did the relaunch of the logo. It's basically like, literally, I was just looking at that image You had sent me an image, I don't know, a couple of years ago, whenever we did this rebrand to the current logo. And I was like, oh, cool. And it's basically just the logo on a black background. That's exactly what this is. It's just the logo. There's no, and it's against the whatever color. I think the shirts are only black, which is fine, but that's fine. That works. That's awesome. That's very cool.
And so, like, you know, I can, there's a bunch of stuff, like I can offer free shipping on large orders to increase sales. I can do, you know, I can do promo codes, I can do discounts, I can do, you know, a variety of things. And obviously it comes out of the profits if you do those things.
Yeah.
Which we have no profit right now, so I'm like, no. I'm not offering much.
Yeah, but, you know, like, if you spend $100, you get whatever.
Yeah. And I'm trying not to, like, upcharge them too much, because I'm like, oh, you know, I'm like, enough to pay for some stuff, but not, like, stupid crazy.
And after 15 years, it's not like, have we done, like, donation drives and things like that and whatever
we else? Did?
Like, we did, but I'm saying, like, we have never been, oh my god, we need money now, because we always used to handle that by offsetting that with something like what was done with Spreaker and everything else. With the, that's why you had the ads in the podcast, folks, at the time. And I'm not talking about the ads that I put in. I'm talking about the ads that are annoying as all hell. Like, if you're not a YouTube premium member, the 1 minute ad you'll see in the middle of a video, in the middle of, you know, it's like I'm sitting here talking, next thing you know, would you like to buy some GCR and merchandise? Go over to blah, 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 blah. You know, like, those interrupting ads.
See, and now I can do shameless plugs for our own content. But
exactly.
But yeah, so I'm working on some ideas, and I'm not going to divulge them the digital products right now, just because I want to make sure that I actually do them.
Yep.
Before I tease them, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are things I'm very actively working on and thinking about and brainstorming, and yeah, so. So there's that. We can, of course, like I said, do memberships or subscriptions. We can do a multitude of other things on it. I can integrate it with, like, our YouTube channel.
Nice.
However, you need 1,000 subscribers to make that happen.
That's so true. We don't.
You can integrate it with, like, TikTok. You can integrate it with Facebook and Instagram, Twitch, X, Streamlabs, Discord.
Yeah, Discord's fun. You can X out that Twitch stuff. No Twitch. Blah.
Yeah, I don't use Twitch. So yeah, I mean, there's a world of things I'm toying around with, and I'm trying to see, you know, what.
I think every major podcast that we both do on this network of ours has to have a glass pop can. Every logo has to have.
And I'm not opposed to that, honestly. Like, I really do like the idea. I was like, I would love nothing more.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. So I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
I still have to resize a bunch of podcast art just to make it fit.
Well, yeah, obviously.
The benefit of when I'm doing some of them on Canva is because I've kind of switched over to Canva for doing some of the art, because I was using Adobe Fireworks still, and I still do to some extent. I've, like, my day job, I use Adobe Illustrator, and then I'm dabbling in all different software right now to kind of see what fits. I like Canva for the sheer simplicity of it, and the fact that I can easily drag and drop into, like, certain frames that I've created in there, and it just simplifies things. And if I need to expand the logo, I'm not losing any resolution.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I could do that in Illustrator as well, but it's still.
Yeah.
And some of the one digital product I'm working on is related to some of that in Canva. And so I'm kind of screwing around with that. But I made the Altered Geek logo in Canva, as well as, like, the interview art and the Cyber Dragon Ball art, and the Geekcast Radio business cards
Yay.
And our geek meter.
Yes, the geek meter. The good old geek meter.
The geek meter.
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm toying around with all of those things. So we'll see. I mean, a lot of interesting stuff to come for the Geekcast Radio Network going into 2025. There's a few things I'm also working on that I'm hoping to revive, like the voting, the awards, the GCRN awards. Can't believe I blanked on the name of it for a minute.
Well, we haven't done it in so long. You're like, what was the name of that thing again?
You're like, that one thing that we used to do that was kind of interesting.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, tons of interesting things going on for Geekcast Radio Network, which I'm quite proud of. We've come a long way. 15 years.
Oh, boy. 15 years. I'm getting too old for this shit.
My podcast can drive.
Yeah, kind of.
So it looks like if we did a membership feature, we can do a mobile app.
Oh, Lord. We've been trying to do mobile apps since
before. But we would have to charge for the content to make it work.
We'll look at that another day.
Yeah, but again, I was just like, it's an interesting thing to look into.
In the future, Yeah, folks, so right in time for the holidays. You want some GCRN merch? We've got new things that Steve's going to be adding as time goes on, but you can get Geekcast Radio t-shirts, you can get Altered Geek stuff right now. I'm sure he'll add some of the other podcasts as well before the holidays, so head on over to the store and check all the stuff out. And yeah, seriously, every podcast logo we've ever done, every major podcast that has a major logo needs to be a pop glass can. Anyway, so yeah, 2025, things we are excited about doing and doing in the new year and whatever is coming for the new year. I just saw, and I know you don't really care about this, that's fine, but I just saw the Mission Impossible, Final Reckoning trailer. So this is, thank God they changed the title. They were going to do the same thing that Harry Plopper did and other things. Dead Reckoning Part 1 and Part 2. Thank God they didn't do that. They didn't do it as that. But the new Mission Impossible, D23 was over in Brazil recently, and they announced a whole bunch of stuff. Star Wars Andor is coming in April of next year. What If Season 3, the final season of What If, the animated series, is coming in December. The last 8 episodes is coming in December this year. It's going to go daily on Disney Plus. There's just a whole bunch of stuff that I'm kind of really looking forward to coming up in 2025 so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to a number of shows, for one. I've been watching everything Dragon Ball related, one, to prep for the Cyber Dragon Ball, but two, because I've got some of the figures now. And so what I'm thinking about doing too is, since we have a YouTube channel and I'm trying to amplify that a little bit, is bringing my own version of a geek showcase, or, you know, the Megatron repaints, like showing some of the repaint stuff, showing some of my 3D printed, showing, you know, just kind of discussing some of the figures and some of my favorite collectible items.
Yeah, that's going to be very, very cool. And yeah, you could do almost anything with the GCRN YouTube channel. You could do it as an Altered Geek thing on the GCRN channel, or whatever you want to do. That's fine. I mean, that's what that's there for, is for somebody to create videos on it, because sure as hell ain't gonna be me. Audio only, folks. Audio only.
And to say that as well, it's funny because Scanner 51 was mentioning, he's like, I thought you guys quit podcasting.
Wait. Oh, he thought we quit. He didn't say, how about you guys
quit? No. Yeah. He says, I thought you guys quit because
No.
We were posting on Facebook once and he goes, oh, you guys are still doing this? And it was like, yeah. And then
never stopped.
And then it was funny because I didn't expect that answer, but it kind of made sense because he was subscribing on Google Play Music or Google Podcasts. And as everyone knows, well, Google had this issue where Google Play Music kind of screwed the pooch, as it were. And they spun it off into Google Podcasts. And then what happened was when we submitted all of our shows to it, they didn't stay with the RSS feed that I submitted them with. Google would randomly decide to update the RSS feed. And this is a Google issue, not an RSS issue. Because I would submit them, like, for instance, we had, and this is just a background history of podcasting, but also of Geekcast Radio. We used to handwrite our RSS feeds. Okay. Yep. So we had, you know, for instance, geekcastradio.com/pod/ATTF/RSS.xml. That's one. Then we had Feedburner. Then we had the PowerPress plugin installed. Which created another RSS feed because it was a podcast on there. And so it would create it, you know, /category/, you know, all things transformer /podcast or whatever. And then we had, you know, feedburner.com/allthingstransformers. And then we had blogtalkradio.com/allthingstransformers. And then it went to Spreaker, spreaker.com/, you know, whatever the thing is, all things transformers. And then, and then when we created the new website, it was trying to do this again, but I killed all the RSS feeds on the back end of this website. I had to do some digging and research on how to do that. So I neutered the theme, and then I also added a plugin to prevent anywhere from pulling RSS feeds from the website, which would confuse a lot of these places. Because the other issue I'm dealing with now is we have 15 years of places like TuneIn and other sites that don't let you submit a new RSS feed, but they won't update the old one. So TuneIn, for instance, I've sent them updates to the RSS feeds that they do have, because there's no way for you to submit a new show because they're going through some kind of a change and they don't have any idea when they're going to have this active again. So at the time, I'd removed Altered Geek from it, because I was like, you guys aren't updating it. And then I figured maybe I should update them with the new RSS feed and tell them what it is. And then I sent it to them. They still didn't update any of them. Like, I did the legwork of running through this to figure this out. Now, mind you, when we switched from Spreaker to RSS.com, it has a redirect option. And I selected that for every show. Some sites don't pull from that and they don't care. So they don't acknowledge that, and I don't know if it's a Spreaker issue or the fact that, like, TuneIn is outdated, even though TuneIn has a contract with Discord to where they can stream TuneIn stuff to Discord now. So
I have never cared for, nor have I ever used TuneIn, nor will I ever use TuneIn.
Well, and this was the thing, is like Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and TuneIn were our biggest places at one point. Yes. And so I was trying to do my due diligence and update these.
Yes.
Some of them updated, some of them did not. Yep. So I had to go into, because Spreaker still had the entire archive of everything uploaded in their back end, even though I wasn't paying for it. And it was supposed to be like limited. And they were like, you need to pay for this in order to have these, but it would still have all access to it. And it was still monetizing it for a short, you know, for, because some sites were still pulling from it. I'm like, how is this even possible? So I was able to figure out where this was going on. And so I went to these sites and I started trying to do the legwork, and then it wasn't working. And so I uploaded new podcast art to all the shows, because I can't delete the shows because it ruins the redirect, which I'm hoping some of the sites fixed their sites. But I fixed it so that the thing shows like the Geekcast Radio logo, and then it says, if you're seeing this version of the logo for this podcast no longer exists on this site. Go to RSS.com or Geekcast Radio.
That's right.
And so I did that, and then I deleted all the episodes.
Yeah.
From the thing, so that if somebody does try to play it from these other sources,
Nope.
It won't play. Like, access it's still, like, denied. TuneIn still shows All Things Transformers last episode is in April. And it won't let you play it because I deleted everything off Spreaker. So if you're on one of these weird platforms and you wonder why the show is not there, or that it's not updating, or it won't play, it's because somebody else screwed up somewhere and I've tried to fix it and they will not let me. So that being said, I have uploaded some of the podcasts to YouTube. They have a podcast tab now, although it still kind of muddies the water because it still bleeds into the YouTube video area. But there is a podcast tab. And so I do have some shows on this. And if you're on our YouTube channel, and I'm trying to pull this up as we're talking.
I'm already there.
Yeah. So anyways, if you go to it, there's only select shows there.
Yep.
Like ATTF, Podcaster Meets World, Geekcast Radio, Studio 2009, The Beast Unleashed, Tooncast, Cyber Dragon Ball, Altered Trek, and Altered Geek.
Yep.
I'll probably add like some of the other ones, like when you get back to doing, you know, Phineas and Ferb and, you know, for Pauka and some of the other shows, I'll probably add them to this. Also, at the same time, don't necessarily want to upload the entire archive to YouTube.
No, I don't know.
They're going to play an ad. They're going to monetize it.
Yeah.
They're also flagging some of the shows for copyright because we played 20 seconds of a song, or it's in the trailer of something.
Yeah, in the trailer. Like, look here, folks.
Like, Studio 2009 has the most flags out of everything on this list.
Yeah. Well, that's I go by fair use. And I've gotten better over the years and not throwing in everything. But I'm sorry, if we are going to sit here and do a Deadpool and Wolverine podcast on Studio 2009, which should be episode 101 coming this December, I'm going to put at least one of the trailers in. Now, if I have to put the 30-second teaser trailer in, I will. That's fine. I don't have to put a 2.5-minute trailer in. But I find at least one trailer per film, so people listening, even though I know people already know this, I've done this for years with trailers. And again, I will always consistently cite fair use on that, and this is why I don't like YouTube having a podcast anything, because YouTube is not for we just did this, folks, podcasts and video are not the same. Back in episode 300 and whatever it was, a few months ago. So I mean, it's great that it's there. I like that you're selecting various things and only various things to put up there, you know, but it's crazy.
Certain shows too, I've gotten to the point where I only uploaded, other than like Beast Unleashed and Studio 2009, I've only uploaded episodes from 2024.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah.
Because,
yep.
In my opinion, nobody's going to go back that far. I mean, probably people might if they Google it and like, and it comes up on, you know, the search on YouTube. However, I don't really want to have to, because this is one thing with Google, they can't seem to stick to anything.
No. Oh no.
And they get an idea and then it's great for now and then they neuter it later. And so,
yep.
By doing this, I'm also just kind of hedging my bets to make it easier on myself to. If I need to delete it, it's easier to remove.
Yep.
So,
and the other thing is, YouTube doesn't need to have our 15-year catalog. That's what our website is for. And I understand, like everybody else, not everyone uses the website, or not everyone uses, like, they all want to use Spotify or Apple or whatever the newfangled thing is now. I think Pocket Casts is another new thing that has been around for a bit that does podcast playing. Fine, whatever. as long as that RSS feed is correct, it should be fine. So YouTube, honestly, for me, when it comes to the podcast, it's inconstant. Like, I would rather have you doing new exclusive video content. Like, if you did Altered Geek live video, I'm not saying you're doing it live, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
the video version of stuff. I would rather have you doing video versions on our YouTube channel than having the podcasts on our YouTube channel, because that's what our website's for. Like, why have you worked your ass off on this website for 15 and a half, almost 16 years? Let's have people go to our YouTube channel. Doesn't make no sense to me. But yeah, no, lots of fun stuff, folks. Lots of fun podcasting things and things that are coming up is, man, like I said, Disney just announced a whole bunch of stuff at D23 Brazil. You know, we've got Mission 8 coming next year. We've got, I don't even know what else is. Star Trek, I know because I just looked at this the other day. Star Trek Section 31, you got to be excited for that film, right?
No. If I wanted to get kicked in the face with a donkey, I would be excited for it. I'd rather have my kid give me a black eye than watch that movie.
Oh my God.
It tells you how much I do not care for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a blast from the past. I will never watch that movie.
I will never buy that movie.
It sounds like a shirt.
Yeah, exactly. That you can get at the Geekcast Radio store coming soon.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, man. All right. Yeah. So 2024 for me in podcasting, it kind of went a little wonky. Originally, this year, I was going to do the 90 Nights of Nightwing inside the pull bag. Two problems. Number one, I was going to do that starting at episode 600, and currently we are only released up to episode 562. So I have 20-something episodes to get to 600 at this point. Number two, the problem is DC Comics, because the way I wanted to do this was I didn't want to do it single issue. I didn't want to do it miniseries. I wanted to do it in trade paperback because that's just the easiest way to do it. It's the most linear way to do it. And unfortunately, there are only about 58 episodes. So from 601 to 658 that I can actually list all the Nightwing trades from the entirety of Nightwing's comic book history. So I don't actually have 90 full episodes of the 90 Nights of Nightwing. So that got pushed to the back burner. And I've been doing stuff with Jesse Early, aka Matrix Prime, on his show, Another Comic Review. We've been covering the Energon universe. I've only been syndicating the episodes for Void Rivals and the G.I. Joe stuff from Skybound Entertainment and Image Comics to the pull bag. So we'll have some of those coming up here at the end of the year. But Studio 2009, folks, boy. Like I said before, less is more and more is more. And this is where the more is more comes in, because I'm crazy. We all know I'm crazy, but I'm crazy. We've got coming up in December the 31 days of Studio 2009, starting with episode 100, which will be the final podcast approach of the year with my buddy Terry Smith. I'm hoping Deadpool and Wolverine will be episode 101, and then my buddy Dave Draper and I have gone through and finished off, for now, the 12 months of Star Wars that we've been doing since Studio 2009's inception, all the way back on June 2nd, June 2nd, 2020. So we finished that off, so that's episode 102 to 110. And then Dave and I are going to go mystery hunting, and we're going to discuss the first 9 episodes of Columbo. So we're going to go back to some old mystery TV stuff. And then, from episode 120 to 130, it is all anniversary celebrations for films. I just added this one. I need to re-email a buddy of mine about this, but La La Land Records announced the 20th anniversary re-release, not re-release, but new release of Spider-Man 2's score. So even though we've already done the Spider films, I was going to be like, hey, let's look at it from the music side and celebrate 20th anniversary of that. You've got the 20th anniversary of iRobot and Taxi. You've got 25th anniversaries of Office Space, Bicentennial Man, and then 30th anniversaries of Drop Zone, Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, Demolition Man, The Shawshank Redemption, and then Maverick and Street Fighter. So at the very end of all of this, folks, episode 131 of Studio 2009, the New Year's Eve of podcasts. And my idea here is we want you. Basically, the listeners to send in their MP3 audio clips to us, however you want to do that. You can send them to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just in the subject line, put New Year's Eve of podcasts. Basically, what I'm looking for is any New Year's Eve, any New Year's resolutions you've had in the past, any kind of New Year's traditions you have. For me, and I'll say this in the actual episode when we do it, but for me it was more like, let's all go to whichever relative's house it is and play cards till midnight or whatever, and yada, 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 yada. So it's kind of like we're kicking out 2024 and bringing in 2025 kind of thing. So that's what the New Year's Eve of podcasts is going to be all about. Anything else you'd like to say, sir? Is there anything else you got to bring up before I go to an ad break?
I don't think so.
It's been an interesting 15th year, folks. It really has. And Steve has put in a lot of hard-ass work on this website, so go check out the website. I remember I did a YouTube video of this, but when I was looking at the website and I was looking at the one of the sliders on the main page, I was like, it auto slides. That's so cool. Not the header. I think it was the featured podcast. I was like, wait a minute. I can just press this once and it'll just move itself. Yay. That's so cool. But I know, folks, it's a little stupid thing. I get excited over little stupid things around here. But yeah, we've got a whole bunch of new stuff coming in 2025. We've still got stuff here in 2024 that we're doing. Like I mentioned, 31 days of Studio 2009, all that stuff. Hopefully, if we can get around to watching the show, hopefully Steve and I can finally close off Podcaster Meets World, because damn, man, that show. I blame the GCRN Top 100 TV countdown for that. Number 50. 50, my ass. Oh, God. I'm not going to insert the overall clip that I have from the GCRN Top 100 TV Shows episode that we did where Boy Meets World came in at number 50, but I remember the sheer indignation from both of us. Like, only 50? Really? And that's what spawned me into creating Podcaster Meets World. And I've mentioned this before in other shows, and I've mentioned it on Podcaster Meets World. Originally, that show was going to be like 100 episodes. Steve's like, no. I'm like, okay, fine. We'll do it in 7 seasons, and it'll be a limited series. He's like, okay, fine. 20 episodes. I'm like, yep, that'll work. We are up to, we got to do season 6 and 7 right now of Boy Meets World, and then we're going to get to Girl Meets World next year. So we will end 2024 with Podcaster Meets World with season, basically 4 episodes. Season 6, part 1 and 2. Season 7, part 1 and 2. And that'll be that. And it's kind of interesting and fun to be listening to the other show, the actual celebrity show, Pod Meets World, because they are getting close to where we've already been. And I'm like, ooh, that's why I love listening to that, is because it's Danielle Fishel, Ryder Strong, and Will Friedle, Topanga, Eric, and Sean going back and reliving what they did and reacting to these episodes themselves. And I love that. I love listening to them. So, yeah, folks, 2024 was an interesting year. I will say another highlight for me for 2024, the few interviews we did get, very, very awesome. Thank you to everybody who came on the show for the interviews that we've gotten this year. I'm just scrolling down here. Yeah, the first interview we did was the Dynamic Music Partners interview, the part 1 where they released Batman Beyond Volume 1 digitally. Mr. BZ Cullens, I interviewed him. He's a voice actor. He does a lot of Green Lantern stuff and other things. And he's very, very awesome, dude. And then we interviewed Michael Hirsch for Animation Nation, his book, and then Batman Beyond Volume 2. So I had Christopher, Lolita, and Michael back for a second interview. And then we've got the Craig Miller interview coming up, which will probably be out by the time this is already out. So, yeah, very, very awesome. So thank you to everyone. We're going to be getting back into interviewing people a lot more next year, folks. So, yeah, but we have a very rich history with interviews, which reminds me, you should probably put up a whole new graphic of all of them. Like, just one big picture. Everybody.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right, folks, we're going to send it to a quick ad break. You hear some podcast ads from us and other people that I like promoting around here, and we will come back to close the show right after this.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the GeekCast Radio Network.
Welcome to my throne room, future tales. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes or the net, or else I will send you my vehicles to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
All right, folks, that's going to do it. This is GCR episode 347. I did want to do another topic this year. I don't know if it's going to happen this year or not, but I was going to take Mr. Powers, Mr. Booth Ninja, through his job, through his movie projectionist job that he either used to do or still does. I forget what's going on.
I think he used to do it.
Yeah. So when we did the 2.5 hour Why iPhone episode, I immediately had a thought of, like, because he was talking about being a movie projectionist, and I'm like, oh, that would be a cool podcast episode, because maybe I'm not listening to the right podcasts, but I don't hear a lot of people who used to be or who are movie projectionists talking about that kind of thing, and I think that, for me, would get me more interested in maybe going to the movies again. Probably not, because I don't live in my apartment, but that's beside the point. So that was going to be an episode, and we've got a bunch of other episode ideas that we will be doing in the new year as well. What have you got going on, sir?
Well, aside from working on the new website, I have goals. I don't know if I'm going to hit them. I have goals of knocking out a few more episodes of Altered Geek and of the Cyber Dragon Ball before the year closes out. My goal is to hit at least another two or three of each. And, yeah, we'll see where that goes. Cause I mean, we're almost here against, Thanksgiving. So,
yep.
And then of course I'm working on a couple of secret projects for Geekcast Radio, and, we'll see how this plays out. I gotta get some other stuff in the works first, but, after I get that, I'd like to get into actually doing video content, even if it's short form that requires very little editing, because let's face it, I don't have all the time in the world to even record the podcast anymore. So
true.
So I would like to make it simple, but I'd also like to kind of do something.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's what I got going on.
Cool. Awesome. Remember, folks, shop.geekcastradio.com for all your holiday geeky shopping needs. Step into the future, it says. That's not what I heard in my head.
The seeds of the future?
That really should read seeds of the future, not step into the future, but I get it.
Yeah. Well, that was honestly just a template word, so.
Well, it worked. I was like,
it's good. I'm not changing it.
There you go. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
Thank you for listening. Until next time. Oh, yeah. And unleash the geek in you.
You've just heard a podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network. If you enjoyed this discussion, head over to geekcastradio.com to check out this episode's post for more insights and links. Interact with the show, feedback@geekcastradio.com, or interact with us on X @geekcastradio and on Facebook @geekcastradio network. Don't forget to subscribe to the Geekcast Radio Network of podcasts on your favorite podcatcher. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.